Welcome to the Bryn Mawr Trust Wealth Management Podcast, providing commentary on what's moving the financial markets, financial planning, and other timely business and monetary topics. Please welcome your host, Jennifer Fox, President of BMT Wealth Management.
Welcome. I'm here with Ernie Cecilia, our Chief Investment Officer. So Ernie, what do you think are the main drivers of prices in the current market?
We are strong believers, as you know, in fundamentals. And I'll define fundamentals as macroeconomic growth, interest rates, and corporate earnings, which we believe are the key issues in the pricing of financial assets. In terms of what's going on right now, gross domestic product, or GDP as it's known in the U.S., should accelerate in the current second quarter. The first quarter came in at a rise 2.2% pace, and forecasts are now well into the 3% range. And domestically, several things are contributing to a favorable backdrop for economic growth. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act passed in December of 2017, less restrictive regulatory issues in such areas as energy and banking, and even though rates are rising, they're still low on a nominal basis. On the corporate earnings front, which again is really important to the pricing of stocks, U.S. corporate earnings rose almost 25% on a quarter-over-quarter basis in the first quarter, with almost all sectors experiencing double-digit earnings growth. Also, if not more importantly, revenue growth, that is the top line, was a strong 8.5% for S&P 500 companies in the first quarter. We expect earnings to continue to be reasonably strong for the balance of 2018. And FactSet, which is a database and research service, is currently forecasting a 19% quarter-over-quarter earnings growth rate for the second quarter alone.
So, Ernie, I know you mentioned that we have continued low nominal interest rates, but they are rising. What about those rising interest rates?
Yes, the rising interest rates are certainly a headwind to equities, for example, Jen. We expect the Fed to, that is the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee, to raise rates this week by one quarter of one percentage point, that is 0.25%, which would elevate the range from a current range of 1.5% to 1.75% to 1.75% to 2%. However, it's really important to understand that the reason for the rate hike is stronger economic growth, and I compare that to intense inflation pressures, which is usually what the Fed reacts to. As a matter of fact, the Fed has indicated it's willing to let inflation run above its stated target of 2% for some period of time before becoming more aggressive in raising short-term interest rates. At the longer end of the U.S. Treasury yield curve, the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond is yielding currently about 2.95% and has been in the area of around 3% plus or minus or so for the last month. Inflation pressures, the main influence on longer-term rates, have been relatively tame, as I've just mentioned. However, another major influence is that rates available on foreign government debt are lower. 10-year U.S. Treasury yield is not only higher than the 10-year yields on government bonds from such countries as Canada, the U.K., and Germany, but is also higher than the 10-year yield on Italian government bonds before, of course, currency conversion, euro and the U.S. dollar. So with U.S. yields higher, based on stronger economic growth in comparison to the rest of the world, it will keep some ceiling on U.S. bond rates, at least over the near term.
So, Ernie, in light of improving economic growth, favorable fiscal policies like tax cuts and deregulation, but also headwinds created by higher interest rates, where does BMT see opportunities in the current market for investing?
Jen, one of the areas that or issues we would strongly emphasize is diversification from a number of perspectives, not only in order to gain performance, but also to reduce risk. So we would take very much a global view of the markets. One of the areas that has underperformed U.S. markets this year has been the euro area. We think that gaining or garnering some euro exposure in portfolios would be advantageous from an investment perspective. These cycles between international and the U.S. tend to play out over long periods of time. So we would favor some additional investment in the euro area. In terms of equities generally and looking at the U.S., for example, and because of the issues with trade, we would tend to favor companies that garner a larger percentage of their revenues from domestic sources. So again, companies down the market cap spectrum, particularly in the small and mid-cap area. If we further disaggregate equities and go a little bit lower on a sectoral basis, we like financials, but very selectively financials. Regarding financials, we particularly like banks and within banks, regional banks, for a number of reasons. One, we see that U.S. economic growth will drive loan demand. Secondly, we see higher interest rates which will improve net interest margins for banks. And thirdly, we do believe that the deregulation that is part of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017, or is coming out of that, would also be most favorable to a lot of the regional or smaller banks. Another area that we like are industrials on a very selective basis, because we do believe that global growth will continue at a pretty good pace, and we'd be very selective in choosing our industrials, but we would look across the entire market cap spectrum. Finally, we like healthcare. There's a stability there, but we would tend to look down through healthcare and more toward the device side, medical device side, rather than the pharmaceutical side. We think there could be pressure on drug prices as this administration moves through the various geopolitical issues. There will be a focus eventually on drug pricing. So we would be looking more into the technology and medical device side within healthcare. And then finally, in fixed income, we continue to favor investment-grade credit over U.S. Treasuries. We think that is an area that where a client can get more yield. Again, being very selective, we would be very careful as to looking for companies with high interest rate coverage. We'd also be very careful on what's called duration or maturity. Duration is merely a measure of risk as expressed in years. So we would tend to be on the shorter end of the curve. But we'd also look for bonds that might have higher coupons, which are sometimes known as, I'll put that in quote, cushioned bonds, which give you a little bit more defensive protection in a rising interest rate environment.
Ernie, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Jen. Thanks for having me.
This has been a production of Bryn Mawr Trust, copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Visit us online at bmtc.com/wealth. The views expressed herein are those of Bryn Mawr Trust as of the date recorded and are subject to change without notice. Guest opinions are their own and may differ from those of Bryn Mawr Trust, its affiliates, and subsidiaries. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as a recommendation for any product or service. BMT Wealth Management provides products and services through Bryn Mawr Bank Corporation and its various affiliates and subsidiaries, which do not provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. Please consult your legal, tax, or accounting advisors to determine how this information may apply to your own situation. Investments and insurance products are not bank deposits, are not FDIC insured, are not backed by any bank or government guarantee, and may lose value. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Insurance products not available in all states.